This is an immature podcast intended for a mature audience. So if you're under 18, get the fuck out.
When I shoot, I'm Bradley Bill. When I drive, it's hell on wheels.
Enjoy. Dinosaurs. Energy, exercise, liberty, bugs, trucks, boats, whores, beer cults, art wars, alcohol, news, happiness, shoes, superheroes, respect, vampires, blues, samurai, skyscrapers, prophylactics, downtown haircuts, mathematics, is it the comedy or news? Nobody knows, it's Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show.
Let's light this candle.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Woohoo. Welcome back, folks, to another episode of Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show.
Welcome back.
Today, what are we talking about, Nick?
We are talking about wheels. This is episode 19, I believe.
I believe it is episode 19, all about wheels, barring an accident. Excuse me.
Bless you.
All right. Well, should we get started? Do you have anything to talk about? Anything to say?
I just want to, first of all, sing just the first few lyrics of the chorus of "Wheel in the Sky" by Journey.
All right. Let's
hear
it.
The wheel in the sky keeps on turning. I don't know where I'll be tomorrow. That's it.
All right. Well, you know, that's a way to coronate a podcast.
The first thing I thought of when we started this was just that song. So I wanted to get that out.
Good, dude. No, I'm glad. I'm glad you felt the need to do that because I think it was a bit apropos. Is that the right way to use that word, apropos?
I think it works.
I have
there.
No idea. Can you look that up?
Let's look it up.
Let's fucking figure this out. Has anybody ever tried to use that? I always use it. I'll be like, that's quite apropos. But I feel like every time I say it, like I can't imagine. I always try to imagine how is it spelled in my head. And that drives me mad.
Well, I could never have found it without
what
the help
apropos
of Google.
Apropos is spelled. All right. So if you guessed that, or if you knew that apropos was apropos, well done. So it's a preposition with reference to or concerning. So she remarked apropos of the initiative, it's not going to stop abuse. Oh my god.
Right. So I think you used it correctly. Congratulations. But in reference to wheels, there's a lot of good songs about wheels, so shout out to Journey that we did, give them some love.
All right. Speaking of wheels, I'm sure this is going to be the first segment that everybody's expecting of us. Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
So, Nick, why don't you get us started on this one? Do you remember
get behind the wheel on this one? Yeah, what we're talking about is great pieces of food that are also shaped like wheels. Come in wheel packaging as wheels. The easy one, the one you think we're going to say is pizza, so I'm not even going to say it. Oh, fuck, I just said it, though.
But it's yeah, good. Well done. If you all thought that he was going to say pizza or that I was going to say pizza, well, you were sorely mistaken.
You were very mistaken.
All right, so we said pizza.
We got it out of the way. It's out of the way now. Now we can move on.
You guys all think I'm going to say pizza, but I'm not.
The other Hot Wheel that I'm always concerned with.
Concerned?
This, you're not going to like this one because it's actually a cold wheel.
Okay.
But it's a key lime pie.
Well, yeah, I don't like that because that's not a Hot Wheel at all.
It's a cold wheel. I'm throwing a cold wheel at you.
Okay,
but I'm eating it on a hot summer day.
So because you did that, you got to give me two more Hot Wheels.
Okay, all right. My second Hot Wheel I'm going to give you is this one. I actually don't even like the taste of it, but it's the better wheel shape, a moon pie. You could really roll one of those.
That's the best moon shape? Or that's the best wheel shape is the rigid edges, the curved edges of a moon pie?
Well, I like how wide it is with the three cookie.
Wait, moon pies have three cookies?
Yeah, they have like that three cookie
sure?
base. I believe so.
You sure it's not just two?
It might just be two. I'm not positive.
Folks, it's two.
Well, okay, it is two, but it has the cream center.
I see what you're saying.
So it has like that three layers
right.
that make the wheel a little fatter. So I'm just imagining them rolling really well.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the edges of a moon pie aren't great. Also, I feel like a moon pie would degrade quite quickly.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, if we're going for that, you know, we can just, well, I was going to say a penny, but then I realized a penny isn't food, so.
You could eat a penny, though.
I've eaten pennies. You know, have you ever eaten a penny?
I haven't.
You know, have you ever eaten a coin?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Did you ever eat anything where you had to be like, I wonder, if, like you had to look, watch and see if you're going to poop it out?
Nope.
How boring.
I know, right? I never ate anything.
Jesus
exciting.
Fucking Christ. You never ate a rock?
I mean, maybe.
You never ate a rock.
I've definitely eaten a rock. And I think.
Did you tell you? But you probably never told your parents after you ate it.
I think I never.
Why would you tell your parents you ate a rock?
I think maybe I ate a marble one time.
Dude,
but
it's like.
I can't really remember.
It's like you're
I
like.
I ate a lot of glue. I was a glue eater for a little bit. Not like I wasn't like the kid just down in the bottle of glue, but I'd lick some glue off my hand every once in a while. You know?
Wait.
Just for the rush.
What rush?
It's just a habit, man. You get into it.
I like how you're like, just for the rush. If anybody else was like, what
I'm
rush?
I like this little like.
If anybody else was like, what rush? Don't feel alone. Just
shout out to Elma's Pace.
Just, yeah, and the rush in the. That rush that you're so known to get from licking it. All right. What about bagels? That's my first one.
Bagels are a really good one. And because you could put a lot of stuff in the center and make like a bagel croissant type of styled, you know, breakfast sandwich.
Well, I don't know why it has to be a croissant and a bagel.
Croissant
is not really what we want.
No, I just said croissant to imply like breakfast for some reason. But like, yeah, like a breakfast style sandwich.
It's
and you got
croissant.
That,
croissant.
You had it heated up too. That's going to make it roll faster, I think, too. Getting like the cheese to melt everything down.
No, I see. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, though, is. Do you want to put the cream cheese on it? I don't think so. I think you just want a plain bagel, not split in half.
Okay.
Just plain bagel,
just
all
solid,
that weight.
Yeah,
you know.
Solid structure.
I think so.
Okay.
I guess if we're on wheels, too, like I'll imagine it like on a number of different wheeled vehicles. You know, I think it'd be pretty good. Also, hamburgers.
That's a hot wheel.
That's a hot wheel. Nice hot hamburger.
What about little spring rolls?
That's a little bit like a tank.
Yeah, that's good. Can that be a wheel, though?
Yeah, sure. Just like on the Flintstones, right?
Well, you could cut them up thin, though, too.
Yeah, you could cut them down into wheels. What about pinwheels, those things that you could get from Sam's? Do you remember those?
Yeah.
Wait, those aren't hot, though.
Wait, what are the... Are those... What is that candy?
No, those are like a. It's like a wrap.
Oh yeah, pinwheels. Yeah, it's like they're like wrapped up sandwiches and then they're cut real thin.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, they're really good. Shout out to pinwheels.
Normally cold though. Normally served cold.
Yeah, not hot. Once again, failing on the.
Most of the Hot Wheels are cold wheels.
Just getting excited about circular things over here.
Yeah, we are.
All right, Nick.
Garland.
You know what I thought the other day?
What up?
If I was just a little bit taller, I would be able to see more shit. And you know what you told me?
Probably confirm that. I said it was probably true, right?
I mean, no, you told me a little bit of wisdom about a frog.
Oh, right. You know, Garland, if a frog had wheels, it wouldn't bump its ass every time it hopped.
Yep, that's exactly what you told me. It put it all in perspective.
I feel like that's kind of a not apropos time to say that, was it?
All right, when is the apropos time to tell somebody that if a frog had wheels, it wouldn't bump its ass?
I mean, no, it is kind of it's kind of practically accurate, but I feel like it's kind of like mean-spirited. It's like I should have been like, hey, man, you're perfect the way you are, you know? Not like...
No, I wasn't having a problem with the way I look.
Oh, okay.
Why'd you think it was like that?
Okay.
All I said was, I think if I was a little bit taller, that I would be able to see a little bit more. And I had no problem with the way I looked. Now okay. I feel like you think I should have a problem with the way I look.
No, I just didn't want you to think I was that cold-hearted. But
well, that was what you were thinking, though. You're like, don't let them know that you're that cold-hearted.
No, because it was...
Wow.
Because it's a... I'm just going to come out and say it, folks. I never actually said this. I'm coming clean. I never said it. But I'm saying it now. So, you know, if a frog had wheels...
Why are you coming clean?
It would. I don't want because I feel
dude,
like
they
I'm
had
sounding,
no idea.
I'm
y'all had
so
no
mean-spirited.
Idea.
I'm sounding too mean spirited.
All right. Anyways,
in our hypothetical situation, all right. So yeah, if a frog had wheels, it wouldn't bump his ass. And you know, then we just started thinking like, you know, what if something else had wheels?
Like what? Like what?
What if a fucking stork instead of like long ass legs just had these wheels?
Well, I feel like that'd be pretty crappy, considering that they want to get like far
oh, in
distances
the water too, probably.
Yeah, and they I'm sure they fly quite often over water. You know,
I think it has like they little light wheels they can like fold up.
Oh, you think they could still fly?
Oh yeah.
I feel like if you give a bird wheels, you take away its wings.
I'm imagining they're rolling really fast and taking off like an airplane.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Really.
Well, then what is...
So then you're just giving birds wings and wheels? Jesus Christ.
Okay, what about giving them wheels to a penguin? Is that fair?
That's really cool to imagine that.
But maybe those wouldn't work on the ice, though.
No, I feel like, you know, you give it some ice wheels. You give it some wheels with chains.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, and like I feel like it can. And geez, those little... Those little.
They have to be aquatic, too. Like, they can still swim with them on a little bit.
You know, now I'm thinking about different types of wheels for these penguins and imagining, like, what if you put some flaps on them so that they did, you know, that, yeah, they had, like, traction.
Right.
And they had basically a propulsion system from the flap.
So what's the new saying going to be? You know, Garland, if a penguin had wheels, it wouldn't.
It would look even cuter.
But it's got to be, it wouldn't something.
Why?
Okay, I guess it doesn't. You're
maybe
right.
It doesn't, yeah.
You're right. Hey, Garland, right. If a penguin had wheels, it would look even cuter.
Wow, that's true. But what's the point? I think that's the whole point of that saying, right? Is to be like, yeah, so what?
Yeah, I know. It's got the whole thing, like, all together is just kind of like, a pointless statement. Like if grandma had balls, she'd be grandpa.
Yeah, that's like. Exactly. I feel like that's it's one of those. It's like yeah, if it's like yeah, I can say an if statement as well. Yeah, if penguins had little wheels, they'd be even cuter than they already are, dude.
If Julius Caesar had like a metal Iron Man type suit that he wore all the time, okay, that's.
He would have freaked the fuck out of everybody and probably, like, said, oh, my God.
Well, they wouldn't have been able to stab him.
Well, they wouldn't have been able to stab him. Dude, we're going to... I keep on reading on Reddit, by the way. This makes me think of this. The fact that once the time machine has been invented, it will be irrelevant when it was invented.
Yeah, which that's a really interesting thought.
Because that makes me wonder a couple things. First of all, it makes me wonder: is time, or will a time machine ever be invented? But it all, and it makes me wonder: do other realities actually exist? Because if a reality where all of our future possibilities from this moment already exist, do you believe that those realities could exist?
Oh, I mean.
Or dimensions.
Yeah, like could there be like multiple dimensions or
yeah, could there be a dimension, a parallel universe where everything that we have done, that we will do in the future is being done?
I mean, I think that's a really interesting thought, but then I guess the idea is Like, would time travel just be actually the exploration of these different parallel universes, or would it be like folding back our own universe?
You had to fold it back and then go through it.
Or folding back, like, or going folding forward. But,
and then it folds back in.
But, like, are you, but are, my thing
yeah,
is.
I think you're taking this whole idea from Event Horizon and Interstellar.
Well, no, my thing is, though, are you affecting the present with, like, Back to the Future style?
I don't know.
Or is it,
that's
like,
the thing,
sort
we
of
don't
like
know.
You're going through a black hole or something.
I don't know. It's so fucking scary.
Yeah, I hope they don't ever figure it out in my lifetime.
I doubt they will.
I don't think I can comprehend it and understand it.
Dude, that's the thing, though. If they don't figure it out in your lifetime, once they figure it out and they go back in time, like, all of a sudden then all of time is connected to all of time. You know?
This is making me want to listen to Huey Lewis right now. But I'm going to resist that.
All right. Wheel Sports.
Yeah, so going along with the Penguins thing, this is Wheel Sports with Nick and Garland. I'm Nick. This is Garland.
Hi.
He just said hi, if anyone was confused.
Hello.
So, yeah, this is sports reimagined with wheels in them.
Right, so we're going to take every single one of your favorite sports, and we're going to figure out how the fuck can we add a wheel to that sport, first of all, and then how can we make sure that we have used the wheel in the best way possible for maximum enjoyment.
Right, and
where's your enthusiasm?
Well, I just
this is sports, Nick.
You're right, but first I just wanted to.
Nick just took like this deep breath.
Know how big of sportsmen me and you are. We're really big sports fans.
Not really.
And we play sports all the time. We just played some crazy basketball today.
We do play sports.
So we are sportsmen. We know a lot about.
Did
sports.
You get cleats today?
No.
Rat bastard.
Nope. You bastard. But. So, anyways, I'm imagining
you take a loan out to get some pleats.
I should take a quick loan out. I'm imagining though basketball. What we do with that is we change the courts, we work in like some half pipes, and we make it all about skateboarding while playing basketball. And we make the teams. It's like 3-on-3 teams, and it's going to encourage a lot more shorter people to get into basketball because there's going to be guys that
more
you're going to have on your team guys who can shoot, but they can barely ride around. And you're going to have the guys that are really good at riding around to move the ball.
Well, here's the thing. I think to make sure that you are employing the whole wall usage of riding the wall, I think you should put the net in it now as well. It should be flip sideways. Kind of like that old ball that they did in that ancient Aztec crap.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And should be have to be thrown through sideways. So basically you have to ride past it up on the wall. What do you think about that, boyo?
I really like it.
What you think about that? Now you know how and I like, feel.
To defend it, you have to ride the other way. But you can never ride like in the same lane.
Who knows?
There has to be like lanes, I feel like, you know?
No, I feel like nope. Nope.
Okay.
The rules are going to have to be broken down a little bit too. You know,
it's going to be a little bit of a different game.
And people will have to definitely. How about we move? There's also a couple goals in the middle of the court, and since people are on nets,
there's like one goal in the middle, but there's no backboard on it. It's just a hoop.
All right.
You have to shoot it like straight. It has to be a perfect.
Yeah,
arc.
You have to be able to hit it. Yeah. How the fuck does it stay there?
So I haven't thought of the technology for it yet, but it will exist. It'll be a hologram. It's just a hologram hoop that has a way to record.
Oh, shit.
And guess what the name of the sport is?
What?
Thrashketball. All
right. And how about the court has to be a little bit bigger, too, because they're on wheels?
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit bigger. It's always outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
It's always outdoors, too.
Oh, yeah. And people are wearing knee pads and elbow pads and helmets.
Dude, safety first, bro.
Safety first, because these are professional athletes
and this
we're
is
talking
like,
about.
You know, this is some 22nd century shit.
Since when?
Since thrashketball started, bro.
What?
Wheel Sports! With Nick and Garland. Yeah, so what's our next sport, Garland?
Hold on. All right, I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out if we're recording. We are recording. Well, obviously, I'm going to go with football.
All right. What wheels are we throwing into this situation?
Hmm. I want to say some players should have offensive and defensive linemen.
Okay.
Have wheels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just the lines.
Yes. So they can't really block each other. They can't really move each other around because they all have wheels.
They're bumping into all other kinds of shit and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's a thing. Like, they can be, it makes the whole line super erratic.
Are they still on, like, turf?
Do you not like that?
No, I do. I'm still trying to imagine. Are they on turf or are they?
Yeah, yeah. They have, like, big wheels. Like, they're like rollerblades.
The polymer, like, rollerblade wheels. Yeah. Bigger, though, right?
Yeah. And they probably
have three wheels? Like, an inline rollerblade? Or is it going to be, like, maybe two wheels? Like, more like
two wheels, yeah.
More like an old fashioned skate kind of, but
instead of no. Big fat ass, two big fat ass wheels.
I like that.
Yeah.
So they I feel like they still have a little bit of control.
Oh, yeah, they could push, but like, you know, they get pushed the wrong way. They're slipping around a lot. It's very dangerous, I feel
like. It sounds terribly dangerous.
All right. Then just secondary.
Ooh, I like, now this I think is interesting.
Secondary on the defense.
And wide receivers.
Yeah.
Or on rollerblades.
Everybody in the backfield of offense and defense, everybody who's not, what if we just switch that around and said everybody who's not the lineman? The lineman
that,
do.
Okay, now that I'm thinking is a cool, that's a better variation, I think.
Everybody else has skates.
Oh, my God. Rocket skates?
I don't know, some kind of skate that's going to fucking skate on.
Because it's like the future. Or it could be just skates. I don't know why.
They're hover skates.
Hover skates.
Those aren't real.
But wait, no.
Just in case you're wondering.
I just don't want them to be able to fly over a guy.
No.
I think it's fine if they jump over a guy.
Yeah, they'll be able to jump. Probably jump a little bit higher than normal with these, but, you know. Oh, wait, then they're not using a wheel. God damn it.
That's true, too. That's like the, yeah.
Nope, then they're on rollerblades. Yeah, they're on those big two.
But, okay, every team gets one guy with a rocket skates.
All right, yeah. Little rocket pack.
And it's really dangerous.
They get a rocket. They get a rocket hand like from Iron Man. Everybody gets one person with one of those to use as they see fit.
What are we gonna call this crazy concoction?
It'll be called football. It'll be called probably something stupid like wheel ball, because football's a dumb name already.
Okay. Very good.
All right. I think, you know, that's...
I got one more.
All right. What?
Baseball, but it's the team that's hitting, the hitter is going to drive around these little go-karts around the bases.
Tell me more about these go-karts.
So they're kind of like Mario Kart-styled go-karts, and along with Mario Kart themed stuff, all the defensive players are going to be able to use Mario Kart-style weapons.
Of course.
So, like, we're talking turtle shells, bananas, all that kind of shit. Throw all that in there. But it's basically the go-karts from Mario Kart.
All right. Yeah.
It's just the teams hitting the
ball. What do you call it?
So
do they have to jump into the cart and start it every time?
Yeah. Well, not every time, because once they're on the base, it's running. You know? But just, I think once they hit it, yeah.
They have to start it?
Yeah.
Do they get, like, some kind of big extra power bat to knock it further?
Nope.
Damn. That's fucked. Well, I guess,
and
no.
And you know baseball pitchers are just going to be pitching faster, too.
Yeah, but these guys are cartoon characters. They're probably going to be able to hit ridiculously hard and fast.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what's this sport going to be called?
I guess go-ball is what I'm thinking right now. Or go-ball cart.
Baseball. Chase ball.
Major league chase ball. Major league go ball. Something like that. MLGB.
I think all those pretty much work. All right, next, pen wheel. This is basically, we're just going to talk about some of our favorite pens. Now, this isn't to be confused with pinwheel. Like we were talking about earlier, those cold, delicious wheel.
Or the pinwheel that gets wind blown through it, right?
Yeah, well, sometimes I blow wind through those sandwich things as well. Just in case you were wondering.
Very good.
I'm that interesting.
What's on this pinwheel?
So on our pinwheel, I just kind of want us to talk about some of our favorite pins.
poons that,
that
we
cycle through.
Like,
so I have a couple right over here that I'm going to pull out. This is my first. This maybe I'm not going to start with my first favorite one quite yet. Now here's one I got in Thailand that I use quite often to write with. Write absolute gibberish.
That looks nice. Is that a Uniball?
No, it is a Pentel.
Ah, Pentel makes good pens.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Pentel?
Yeah, I've got a Pentel. I've actually got a
Bullshit.
Pentel on my desk. Look, this is a Pentel.
Bullshit.
This is a... Oh, no, it's a Pilot.
Dude, show me a Pentel.
It's a Pilot.
I feel like Pilot might be... Like, Pentel might be the Pilot, like, offshoot in Asia.
Nah, Pentel... I've seen Pentel, I feel like.
Yeah, right. No, it's Pilot. See?
Wait, is it Pilot? Because that looks like a Pilot.
That's what I'm saying, dude. They just have different names in different places. Have you ever heard that?
They're good pens.
Yeah, man. So you have a Pilot there? So this is his Asian brother. Isn't that pretty cool? Yeah, anyway, I really like this one. It is a liquid gel ink, 0.5 millimeter.
Liquid gel.
And it's a pen cap. You know, you can take it off the cap. It's got a nice rubber grip. I'm not sure if it's still got a little bit of life next left to it.
Very
and I've
nice.
Had it for over or for going on 2 years almost now.
Wow, that's like so old for a pen. I've had this pen for like a few months and it feels like.
When'd you get that pen?
Probably maybe November.
Oh, really? What brought on that decision?
I just needed some pens.
Wow, that's like a six-month-old pen. It's nearly half a year old.
In pen years, that's like it's a senior citizen.
Wow. Here's one of my other favorites now. Have you ever seen one of these?
Oh, shit. Is that a... I have no idea. Is that a G20 or whatever?
It's a Bic. Atlantis.
Atlantis. Yeah, I've used one of those.
Oh, yeah? Tell me a little bit about what you thought about it.
You know, I thought they were cool. I thought they were a little too thin for my finger. I think I remember getting a little cramped up.
A little too thin for your fingers. Well, anyways, you know, I like this one because it doesn't click when you click it. It stays silent. Here, I'm going to hold up. Here, wait, do I have another clicking pen around here?
It's a less audible click.
Oh, here we go. Here's a normal pen click. All right, now here is a Bic Atlantis pen click.
Yeah, it's a lot softer.
It's just a glide, really. Yeah. So, do you have any other pens that you've been using lately that you really been fond of?
Not really.
Any pen at
work? I use that pen at work, but that's
the only pen you have.
Yeah. I have, like, shitty pens.
So what if
tables.
You have to drop more than one check?
Yeah, no, I dropped it. I have, like, little, like, what the pens you can get, like, a 10-pack for a buck.
Right.
You know? The Paper Mate ones. I don't know what they're called. But
what color ink do you use of those?
Black. I don't write in them, though. That's what I'm saying. I write with my Pilot.
I know, but which ones do you use? You use them for different reasons. You don't just have to talk about ones that you write with, bro.
Well, I love the felt tip ones. I feel like my handwriting looks better. With those.
Well, you're not getting my felt tip. You see this one right here? You know what that is?
Is that felt?
No. Well, it might be some felt.
I don't know, man. What is it?
This is a whiteboard. This is an eraser pen marker.
Do you think it's interesting we're talking about pens, which is kind of one of those inventions like the wheel. It's very important. But like as we go on, I feel like it's becoming less important. Like, do you think in 100 years people will...
Kind of like marriage.
Ouch. Do you...
Well, you know, it just makes me think, you know, if I'm going to get married to somebody, I want any woman I marry to have some serious skills.
Definitely.
You know what I'm talking about? One of those...
Are you talking about a wheel housewife?
A wheel housewife. Yes. Yeah, exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so... You want this woman's wheelhouse.
Well, so one of the first things I was talking about is and thinking about was I want a woman who's one of her wheelhouses is great cooking.
Oh yeah.
Not to be Because I like to cook as well, but if she could cook even better, I feel like women just have, they put more love into certain things. And a meal made with love and care, there's just nothing like it. Like I feel like when I make food, I just try to make it look superficially, look really good.
Right.
But there's no real love in it.
I feel like I want my housewife, and by the way, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting a housewife who cooks. I don't think it's sexist or anything, but write in Third Wave Feminist and tell us if we're wrong, because I'm sure we are. Please write in anyone, by the way.
Nick hates feminists, in case you're wondering.
I do not. Brownbag Podcast Nick, show at
gmail.com. Oh, now you're afraid to get a right. Now you're afraid to get an email. I do not.
While I give the email address. But I want my housewife.
Nick hates feminists, right?
I want her to have sword fighting in her wheelhouse. And I don't care what style, like fencing or kendo, ooh, you know, whatever. I just want her to know like a martial art of sword fighting.
I feel you. How about this? A character artist.
Like your wife draws caricatures?
Oh, yeah. I would love that.
That would be awesome. Except though, what if she wants to do it every single time you have people over? And it's like, it becomes like, do you think it would ever become?
Well, here's the thing. I would have to have a conversation with her. If it got to a point where we had this like same friend coming over on a regular basis, she was always every single time. Like, look, maybe like once a year, maybe twice a year, maybe once every 6 months. But come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Susan. Like,
well, that's a really interesting one. I like that.
Well, it's just what I want. You know, it's just my dream. You have another one?
I think it'd be cool to have a housewife who she's really good at outdoor activity like fishing or
what about one who's good at
Parlor tricks like magic tricks?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be amazing.
What if she was good at magic and camping? What if she had a pretty big wheelhouse?
Magic, camping, and sword fighting, then I'm going to put a ring on it. You heard it here first, ladies.
If you can find this guy right here, a close encounter or a close touch, close hand magic illusionist, that's it.
I was like, where is he going with this?
Jesus Christ. If you can find Nick, a close hand illusionist, sword fighting outdoor adventurist, he will put a ring on it, regardless of what she looks like.
That's right.
He hates feminists. If he says any, that's how you know Nick loves feminists.
I don't hate anybody.
No, you just hate groups of people.
So let's do. This was a segment I thought would be fun, but it might be terrible. But let's pick our wheelmen.
All right. Remind me a little bit about this one.
So your wheelman, that's who's going to drive you out. You're planning your big heist, your bank robbery. This is the guy who's going to be in the car to get you the fuck out of the situation.
Right.
You ready for this?
So who are we picking from?
Well, like, I mean, I thought it'd be fun in the segment to do like a celebrity or like, you know, race car driver or something like that. But realistically, like, you would probably be my wheelman, I imagine. If we want to do it more realistically, but
right, and I'd probably have to pick JP.
Yeah, like, and I imagine you would probably pick JP. But
sorry, I didn't pick you.
No, I'm not. I hope you pick me as a gunman or at some other point in the robbery. Or
hold on, let's see. Where would you fit in?
I could be the guy who backs up the fucking cement truck that's going to blockade the fucking, you know, the one lane path that is going to
help. No, we can't give you that job. That's a union job. You're not union.
I could be the crazy guy who's like, get on the floor!
That guy's union as well.
Damn it. The fucking union. I could be the guy who like covers everything.
You could
everything
be the guy
bleach,
on the back
the
end.
The guy with bleach. I'm like cutthroat bleach
exactly
on everything.
That's exactly what I was
the bleach
thinking
man.
Of. Yeah, exactly. Well, you get a big old thing of bleach and you're going to clean everybody's uniforms after we finish
and
the,
I probably
the
get,
heist.
I probably get popped by the cops, but I'm just like, I was there with bleach, so what?
No. Like I said, you're just going to be washing everybody's laundry after we do the heist.
Oh, okay. Make sure everything's clean.
You
okay. Know,
that's non-union job. You can do that. You can just day play at that.
So I give you wheel man and you give me bleach man. All right.
All right. Well, I don't know if we need to call you man yet, Bleach guy.
You gotta earn. You gotta do one heist first to be a Bleach fan.
Exactly.
Right now, you're just the laundry. Makes sense. You're just the laundry guy.
Laundry guy.
You want to be a Bleach man?
You want to be a laundry guy? Wow, dude.
If I was gonna do someone famous,
ghost. What do you mean, do someone famous
for my wheel man? I guess I should clarify. I'm gonna do Ghost of Paul Walker.
Jesus Christ!
As my non-realistic famous wheelman.
Why?
Because of those movies, I assume he can drive really well.
Did you even see the most recent one yet?
No, we were supposed to see it
tonight.
Tonight,
maybe we'll still go see it.
No, we're not seeing it.
No, we're not. If you have seen us, send us an email. Tell us how it was.
Yeah, tell us how it is. We'll see it when it's on Redbox, probably.
God damn it, that's when
the
we see it.
The sacrifices we make for you people.
Yeah. We didn't even get to play backgammon tonight. We don't play backgammon.
In that backgammon tournament.
All right, Nick, let's see. We're wheeling and dealing. All right. This is I feel like this maybe should just be Nick's corner.
Should this be Nick's corner?
I don't know if we need to do I feel like we should name. We would name the last one "Breaking Wheel" first of all, instead of "Wheel of Torture." I think "Breaking Wheel" would be the better name.
Let's go into Nick's corner.
Rama, turn off the radio. We're going into
Nick's corner. All
right.
Okay, so let's do wheeling and dealing, and then let's just see how we feel.
All right,
let's wheel and deal and see how we feel.
So wheel and deal, and this is we're in Nick's corner now. Some of y'all might sometimes be saying that on some of these things, "Hey, Nick and Garland, you guys used to be a little bit edgier. Like, how is that even, you know, a topic? How is that even on Nick's corner?" You might be saying that, and if you're saying that, shut the fuck up. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, we haven't lost our.
We know
edge.
What the fuck we're doing. Jesus fucking Christ! Don't
you know?
Plus,
but we do appreciate the constructive criticism.
But nobody asked. In case you're wondering, right? That was the other thing we were gonna tell him, right, Nick?
Yeah.
But nobody fucking asked. So there you go.
So wheeling and dealing, we're actually gonna be talking about trafficking drugs. So if that offends you.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about
tuned.
What is the best way to traffic drugs. Now, on one side, okay, we've got our motorized versions. On our other side, we have our foot human-powered versions. Okay, we'll start with our human-powered versions. Now, our options here, we got a few. We got skateboard. What
bicycle,
else? Bicycle, rollerblades. Do we have any other...
longboard, that's a variation of the skateboard, though.
Yeah, I feel like that can get thrown in there with the skateboard.
A ripstick.
A ripstick, absolutely, absolutely.
Roller
skates, if you must.
Yeah, that's so 70s, though.
Hopefully you mustn't. All right, so let's think about this. We named a fuck ton.
Yeah, we did.
Can we break it down to about what are the three most viable options?
Bicycles, skateboards, rollerblades.
All right, so what are we going to go with there? I feel like the skateboard, although cool, it's like a dead giveaway.
It does.
It attracts cops.
For whatever reason, cops are just naturally anti-skateboard, and they see you with the skateboard.
They're like, you're riding around on a board of wood, on a piece of wood with wheels on it. All cops are country, and we're all dumb fucks.
And at that point, I mean, they're just boiling with rage.
Yeah, exactly. And they go and attack. So we're going to go between bicycle and rollerblades.
Okay. Well, I think the rollerblade, though, is also kind of a dead giveaway.
Really?
I do. If you're like an adult on rollerblades.
Like, oh my God, if you're like a grown man.
I feel
yeah.
like you're going to piss a lot of cops off. Like that. Cops also, I feel like just they're curmudgeons along the lines of like people having fun. Like if people are having a good time.
And rollerblades are about almost nothing but fun.
You see somebody rollerblading and you're just.
They got a smile on their face.
Their ponytail's flapping.
Man, I haven't seen somebody rollerblading in so long.
I know, right?
Anyways. All right, so bicycle, rollerblades, we're going to have to go with bicycle.
Bicycle, everyone's on bikes these days. Everyone's trying to go green.
All right.
A lot of respectable people riding bikes. A lot of bike lanes being added.
I heard Steve Jobs rode a bike.
Steve Jobs apparently rode a bike. You know, in Atlanta, they're cutting the Beltline thing in. We got that whole bike trail.
De Niro rode a bike.
De Niro rides a bike. So bikes are big. You can have a backpack. You can wear a backpack easily on the bike. So there's lots
of drugs.
It's just kind of
like De Niro.
You've got a good De Niro face going on right now.
Wow.
People are going to love that in the live cast that we don't have.
Oh, yeah, in our show. No. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. What about...
We're talking about bicycles.
Bicycles, yeah. You're just bullshitting about bikes. Good points, though. All valid points.
Those are all strong points. You've
absolutely.
Got a backpack on, you
let's go ahead and move
drugs.
On four, though. Plow ahead and move into car versus motorcycle.
Yeah, so right away, you've got much more mobile. You got a lot more mobility. You're gonna go all over the place. But, you know, you're also going to be under the jurisdiction of those rolling revenue collectors, so you better, drive safely.
I feel like that's so, but I think that this is also where we kind of figure out the winner of this all. It's got to be the dirt bike.
Oh, wow. I didn't even consider the dirt bike.
It's got to be the dirt bike.
Woo!
How do you fuck with a dirt bike?
You just can't, really.
Except with another dirt bike. And even then, it's difficult.
Like that movie, what was that Ryan Gosling film, Beyond the Pines or something?
Yeah, something like that.
He should have stayed on the motorbike. Oh, wait, it got fucked up. I think he wrecked it on the cop car or something.
Right.
Or car hit.
Well, regardless,
it was like,
though,
as soon as he was off the dirt bike, it was like he's done.
A dirt bike, man. That is the best way to sell any kind of drug. I can't think of a drug that wouldn't...
Except it's so loud.
Have you... No, then you just put a muffler on it that silences it.
It's flamboyant.
Have you ever seen a Cops episode where they chase dirt bikes?
Not for very long.
Yeah, it always ends the same. It's like they always lose them really quick and end up like fucking up their bikes. Or fucking up their cars.
Yeah, and they always end like at the woods too.
Yep. Dude, exactly. You just fucking get away with it. Wheeling and dealing. All right. So
is it time to be broken upon the wheel?
I guess.
I think we have to.
So guys,
I don't think wheeling and dealing delivered.
So best way to sell drugs in a wheeled form is, how many times can we say this? A dirt bike. Shocking, no. All right, here we go. You asked for it.
We're going to be talking about...
Torture.
Wheel of torture.
Can you tell us a little bit about the breaking wheel, Nick? That's what is really inspiring.
Well, it's also known as the Catherine wheel or simply the wheel. It's a torture device used for capital punishment from antiquity into early modern times. For public execution by breaking the criminal's bones, bludgeoning him to death.
As a form of execution, it was used from classical times into the 18th century. As a form of post-mortem punishment of the criminal, the wheel was still in use into the 19th century German.
That's
Germany.
Fun.
Jesus, that's really I read fun. That horrible. The wheel was still in use into 19th century Germany. Wow. Yeah, so it's basically just a wheel, and from what I can tell, they basically tie you down, and they just pick up a wheel and throw it down on you on the edge.
Well, I think that's what's happening to this dude, but these other dudes, it looks like their bones were actually broken on the wheel, or maybe they break your bones with the wheel.
Yeah, look, they're breaking him right there. Look at that guy. He's got those little... So they've got these little pyramids... Underneath this guy's arms, like these two little planks, and then they break the arm there, and that's how they tie him around.
Oh, wow, and that's what this picture... I didn't realize that's what this picture was. They make you lay on these things. Look at that. This is a real one. This is something they made you lay on.
No, those are the things that they would make you... That's what they would use on your arm, though, yeah.
Holy
and your
crap.
Feet. Holy shit.
But see, I thought it'd be funny though, the idea of them.
Oh yeah, real funny.
The idea of them,
dude, it's hilarious.
No, a bunch of the criminals tied up to the wheels, and they roll them all out. Like the idea of them actually rolling the wheels around with the criminals on them, I thought that was funny for some reason.
Dude, they would have human bodies just displayed. Jesus fucking Christ. What is wrong with this world? It's beautiful, though.
Yeah. Well, at least so, we don't live in the time where...
What we wanted to talk about, though, on this wheel of torture, this breaking wheel, was the worst way to possibly torture ourselves
a wheel. Yeah, how could we be broken on the wheel?
And so, obviously, the one thing that you can attack on a man that immediately gets to the core of who he is and breaking him is his penis.
Right.
And his testicles. I feel like just talking about it made your voice go away.
My voice cracked. Like, my testicles like shriveled into my body for a second. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we shouldn't talk about this.
No, we'll talk about it. But there's also some other stuff. There's, you know.
Yeah, not really.
There's some other stuff.
Not the same.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all I was going to say, there's balls.
That's what I said, the penis and the balls.
Yeah, you said penis, though.
And I said balls, too.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Do you want me to go back and show you in the recording?
I believe you.
Because we recorded this whole thing.
But also sodomy. You know, they could stick something up your ass. That seems pretty terrible.
Yeah, but I thought your mom did that to you all the time when you were a kid.
Fuck you for that.
All right. Yeah, that might have been a little blow. Anyways, what is the worst way you can imagine you... to torture or your penis, if someone is going to torture you, Nick, by torturing your penis with a wheel, what do you think some of the worst ways you can think of would be?
So I'm still stuck on, I was getting really excited about the idea of people being rolled around. So like I'm thinking I'm tied up in these wheels like that character Jax from Twisted Metal. His name wasn't Jax. What was his name? Jax was the black dude from Mortal Kombat. This guy was also black, but
wow,
this dude, he's in Twisted Metal, and he's got wheels for arms.
I'll take your word for it.
His arms are like in these two wheels, and he drives around on them. Anyways, so they've got me in like some wheels, kind of like that, but I'm rolling around, and they're rolling me onto these spikes. Like they keep rolling my body onto these spikes, and it keeps getting my dick and my fucking ass. It's like my fucking, they're spiking in the ass, in my fucking legs, in my fucking chest. Like they just keep rolling me back and forth and getting me in different places. And it's like they're doing it really slowly because they got me on these wheels.
I just imagine. There goes my voice now.
Dude, it's uncomfortable.
I just imagine something like a train.
Uh-huh,
I said this already a second ago, but yeah, train. I just feel like something that heavy with those, just like squish it all and cut it right off, and then it would go, and you're
gonna get your dick cut off by a train.
Yeah,
you're probably gonna lose other body parts. Not on purpose. In that process.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe I have to imagine. What if I was torturing someone else? Oh, here's one.
What if you just use the train wheels somehow in like a train track?
Well, what I'd rather do is I'd rather have somebody tied up on the wall, right? And then I tie rope around their genitalia.
Uh-huh.
And then I tie that to the bumper of my car.
Oh, my God. And then you're using wheels. Yeah.
Yeah. And I pull forward slowly until they're like, ah! And then I stop and put on the parking brake. And I go and get my information. God damn it.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
What would you do?
That is crazy, man. That would be terrible. Terribly painful.
I'm going to do that to
you. Your dick just pull. I mean, your dick's going to come off. Or it's going to. I think what's going to happen is it's just going to, like, the rope's going to just kind of cut through the tip of your dick. And the tip of your dick's going to come off.
Just dick back up. Just look. Tell me what the fuck I want to know! What would you do?
Wheel of torture.
Is that enough?
I mean, well, then I think we do need to mention the one last really great thought of just like your dick being bludgeoned by a giant wooden wheel. Like, that's just fun. That's fun torture, fun classic torture. Like that. Like if you go to Wikipedia, folks, and you type in breaking wheel,
you'll get an idea of what we're talking about. All right. Anyways, let's back out of this fucking corner and out
broke
of this
it
brown
by
bag.
The wheel. Let's get out of here.
Guys, thanks for checking in. Shout out to D Baby Smith, Danielle, Dandelion. You ain't no pansy, but you're always a pansy in our book.
Shout out to Daniel Smith.
I just
guys,
did that.
Please, I wanted to do it too though.
Nice.
Please do like us and follow us on Podomatic. We're actually kind of making some progress.
Absolutely. Yeah, guys. We're picking up some steam. We want to, you know, just get some more, you know, let us know if you're listening. Give us some likes and make sure and follow us. Other than that, Ning Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show on Podomatic and Facebook. Email brownbagpodcastshow@gmail.com.
Subscribe on iTunes. Have a great night, folks.